Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a big fight, a mega fight, a giant fight coming next month, July 2019, T-Mobile, Las Vegas. We're being joined right now by Errol Spence Jr., welterweight champion, getting ready to take on Terrence Bird Crawford. Errol, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm doing great, man. Can't complain. Healthy, feel good. Everything's great.
Man, people have been looking for this fight for a very, very long time. Now that we're more than a month away from it, what is your preparation looking like?
Just a lot of training, a lot of recovery, some rest, but, still getting my media stuff done and, still be able to, promote this fight so we can make it, the biggest fight, probably, hopefully as big as Pacquiao Floyd.
Man, well, we're going to talk more about the welterweights and you trying to get that one last belt from Bud. Errol Spence is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's the last welterweight belt for you to get your hands on. This fight has been a long time coming. What can fight fans and then just folks in general who aren't giant boxing fans look forward to, man? You're the bigger fighter. You've had no problem calling Crawford out as being a smaller dude. What can we expect with this fight?
I feel like people can expect, this is an old school classic fight. These are fights, my dad and, all the people I talk to, they see, on Fox and CBS and seen on network TV. When they was kids and they was watching Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler and all these guys, watching Chavez, Pernell Whitaker, and watching all these guys, Oscar La Hoya, Trinidad, just naming a few guys and watching these fights and seeing how classy fights they was and just seeing the skill set and the level and the talent that not just one fighter has, but both fighters has, so it's going to be great.
Well, listen, man, you're undefeated, 28-0. He's undefeated, 39-0. You mentioned Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao. That fight was cool, but we saw that fight a little bit later. What does it say that you guys, throughout all of this, were still able to get this fight together while y'all are still in your primes?
I feel like it's great. I feel like it was just a lot of, discipline and, me want set out to I wanted to fight Terrence Crawford. Like even when he dropped out of negotiations and went off to fight the I don't know whatever the dude name was, he fought BL Prime or whatever. He fought the guy, I still stood there and, still waited for him to get from the fight, still go back in negotiations and, gave him some of the stuff that he was asking for.
Errol Spence Jr. is joining us here at the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We don't always get those fights in boxing. Sometimes the politics get involved and we miss out on the big ones or they may come later. What does that say about the sport in a general sense? It's not like, this is the Super Bowl. This is the best versus the best. It's not like, even something like the UFC where you got a matchmaker saying, hey, you can do this or you can just hit the bricks. Does it hurt boxing that sometimes the contracts and some of these issues get in the way?
I don't think so because, you got some guys that's like UFC is different because they just make you, don't really have a choice. Like, you're going to fight or you're going to sit out 5 years. So, with boxing, just more, I think boxing turned into more of a business than boxing. Yeah, you know, it hurt for the fans and things like that, but for the boxers, it turned more into a business.
Errol Spence Jr. is joining us here at the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Great things come to those who wait. When you think about the fight stylistically, people are going to look at you to jab him to death. I heard you describe the fight as taking a look at you being Tim Duncan and then him being a little bit closer to a Kevin Garnett, a little bit more wild, a little bit more out there. What do you see taking place in the fight? Is that an accurate description as to how things are going to take place? We got fundamentals here versus a little wildness.
I mean, nah, Garnett had a little bit of fundamentals. He was a little wild personality-wise, but he had some fundamentals. I'm just saying, as a standpoint, Tim Duncan, of course, he got talent. He got to have talent to be in the NBA, but he was more using his skills, you know, using his fundamentals, you know, using his base and just, you know, just fundamentally beating a lot of guys, you know, using the backboard, doing things that a lot of guys who flashy, you know, wouldn't do. You know, he wasn't with, you know, using a whole bunch of energy. It was more, you know, conserving the energy, making it look good, but making it look easier too. You know, with more Garnett, he was more flashy. Garnett appeals more to the younger guys. Like even my dad used to watch the Spurs all the time. And me as a kid, I used to be like, Spurs, they are born. Like, I don't like watching them. Like, they born as hell until I got older and just realizing what Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and all them are doing in the whole system of the thing. And then you got guys with Garnett, they attract more to, you know, younger guys, you know, because he's more just flashy with it and it's easier to see. Like, man, he's dunking and talking crap and, you know, just acting, you know, acting a fool. So, you know, as you get older, you like Tim Duncan a lot. You know, you appreciate what he done in the sport. You're like, man, okay, you made it look easy, you know, so that's what I see. I see Garnett is more flashier and Tim Duncan, he's not as flashy, but he's still effective and more effective than Garnett.
Well, Errol, you mentioned growing up in Texas and watching the Spurs. I know you got a lot of family in New York. You mentioned your dad. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's from New York. He's Jamaican, isn't he?
Yeah, he was born. He's from Jamaica. He moved to New York when he was 15.
You're gonna have a lot of New Yorkers checking this fight out. Especially, I know everybody back on the island where you fought before, and then also the boogie down Bronx where I'm from. Talk about the work ethic of a Jamaican, having that background from your dad. I'm very familiar, man.
We were watching my dad work hard, man. Like, even, like I said, I didn't appreciate it really until I got older, until I got like 20 some years old, to, you know, just seeing him doing the graveyard shift at work and, you know, coming home 11 o'clock and resting a little bit and taking me to the gym after I come off school at 3, then going back to work at like 7 p.m. And then, you know, I just got good. So, you know, I try to reward them for, you know, their dedication, their hard work, because they put in the same dedication, hard work, you know, with me. So I try to show them and try to, you know, get them certain stuff when, you know, my fight over with or, you know, around the clock, you know, just show them that I'm appreciative of them.
Well, listen, man, you talk about when you got good. I think you've exceeded being good. You're certainly one of the best. Errol Spence Jr. is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about this being a legacy fight against Bud. What do you want your legacy to be? There's one other welterweight belt there. You want to move up in weight. Is that just to check another box? Do you want to hang out in the next division? Or what are your thought process going to this fight and then beyond?
My thought process is basically to keep winning and to get out of this game, you know, and be able to retire. And while I'm retired, still be able to do the same things that I was able to do when I was still fighting.
Errol Spence Jr. is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. You mentioned your car accident from a few years ago. We know about your eye injury. Have those things really changed your perspective just as a boxer or in life in general?
Life in general, you know, because before all that, well, before the car accident, I felt like I was indestructible. You know, I feel like nothing go wrong, nothing happened. Like, you know, I'm on top of the world, and I just felt like I was veering off the tracks, so to say. I was veering off the tracks, and you know, God, you know, hey, tap me on my shoulders, like, hey, man. Get back on the right tracks, man. You doing it. You really forgot what you're doing it for. Cause, and all that, Sally, you know, I always say I'm doing it for them, you know, my family, my mother, my father, make sure, you know, they live a good life. They don't have to work if they don't want to. And, you know, doing this for my kids and make sure, you know, they have, you know, the best life.
Well, listen, Arrow, you're going to have the biggest fight of your career next month, July 29th against Crawford. To kind of start to wrap things up, what don't people see about Bud, and why is this fight going to be interesting? When you watch him, it's from a different eye and a different perspective. What have you noticed that I wouldn't notice with somebody else?
Oh, I mean, I feel like with him, you get what you see. I mean, He's a mean fighter. He's a gritty fighter. He's a guy that comes to fight. He's very talented. You know, he got some skills too, but he's very talented, and he's just a mean fighter.
Well, listen, we gonna see two of the best welterweights in the world. Give us the details so we can all check out the fight on July 29th.
Ah, man, this is a legacy fight. I feel like this is bigger than Pacquiao Mayweather. Just on the point, you got two guys in their prime. Two guys who, you know, they're not as old as they was. So we're going to put on a great show, great performance. You know, both have mean streaks. He's a mean fighter. I'm a mean fighter. I'm gritty. He's gritty. You know, we both coming to fight. We both going to put on a great show. We both looking to top each other because everybody's going to watch this fight. I feel like this is the fight that's going to bring, you know, boxing back to the forefront of combat sports, you know, sports in general. Like the who's going to watch this fight and just be like, especially the older guys, they're going to watch it and be like, man, this is my meal right now in Tommy Hearns. Man, this is my meal of an 80s fight. This is like an Ali fight or something. Like, I feel like he's going to have that type of electricity and that type of energy. This fight is going to be action-packed from the first bell.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Errol Spence Jr. getting ready to take on Terrence Bud Crawford July 29th, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. You going for one more welterweight belt, man. Congratulations and good luck to you. I'll be checking you out.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Long time coming.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A legacy fight. You just heard it from Errol Spence Jr.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Attention, please, passengers. Fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple $100 into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me, bet for free.